Hey everybody, it's Nikki over here. Today I'm going to talk to you about the income value scale and when it's okay to work for free or for less money. I do these audio articles about once a week, so if you're interested to learn more, please go onto my website. It's thewhyeffect.com. There's a whole lot of really useful tools that you can use in your business. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter where I send out these articles and a whole bunch of really other useful business information. So please go along there and have a look and sign up so you can get all this information delivered directly to you. But back to the income value scale. If we're going to get paid nothing, let us choose what we do with our time. And would it be this? I said these words to my business partner about 8 years ago. I've changed my tune over the years and I've realized that this is not quite the black and white scenario that I thought it was. There are really a lot of gray areas. So when is it okay to work for free or for less money? When I made the statement above, we weren't earning much money at all. We definitely had capacity. But in my defense, my thinking was along the lines of, by giving them a discounted rate now, would they not expect this to be the norm moving forward? I never got the opportunity to find out. But let's have a look at this objectively, because I certainly wasn't doing that at the time. I have no doubt you found yourself in a similar situation more than once. And this is where you have to weigh up your options, the income value scale. This is a method that I use to evaluate free or discounted work. I ask myself or the people I'm working with these 5 questions. Number 1, is earning some money better than earning no money at all? Of course, this would be the case in a discount, not necessarily a freebie. Do you have the capacity to take this work on? If you have no capacity, you're in a much stronger position to negotiate or walk away. Then it becomes a bit of a no-brainer. But which is better, working and earning some money or Netflix and nothing? The choice is yours. Will the work be good for your mental health? This can be a little bit tricky because you might end up resenting work that you're not being paid your full price for. But on the flip side, staying in work mode might help you keep a really good momentum going. You know the old adage, ask a busy person to do something, the more you have to do, the more you're able to, and all of that. Slipping into Netflix mode can be equally as dangerous. Question number 3. High or low maintenance? Let's be honest. Some clients are easy, some aren't. Some are good payers, some aren't. I take these things into consideration on the income value scale because this has a big impact on the actual amount of time you spend on a particular project. It can also affect your state of mind. See point number 2. If you've never worked with a client, this can be quite difficult to gauge. But you should get a pretty good sense of it during the initial discussions or the quoting and proposal process. If a client asking for a discount has a history of high maintenance and bad paying, for me, it's a no-go. I don't even address the other issues. Question number 4. What are the benefits? This is a really important question, especially when you're asked to work for free. So let's use TEDx Talks as an example. Not only do you not get paid, but you have to apply. And people do, in abundance. Why? Because it's a great brand to be associated with, and the kudos that you get for doing a TEDx talk are worth it. It might be the same scenario for a particular client. It might be really great work that you can use for a case study to get other clients. And you can also think about asking non-financial benefits, like testimonials or maybe some really good PR. Get creative with these types of negotiations. TEDx Talks get fantastic videos and you get featured on their website. Kind of makes it worth it. Question number 5. What are your long-term options for this client? Long-term, you have a choice. My biggest fear with the client I mentioned earlier was that they would never pay us what we were really worth. Maybe this was true, but that doesn't mean that there aren't options. Perhaps you can look at using a cheaper resource to do the work, or maybe outsourcing will reduce the costs. Can you negotiate and up the price? You also have the option to walk away if all else fails and there's no further value. As a business owner, you're responsible for the decisions you make. Choose wisely, choose slowly, and choose objectively. And if you don't feel you can be those things, get a trusted second opinion. I hope you've enjoyed this and I hope you found it useful. If you are interested to hear more, please get in touch with me on social media. You can get me on LinkedIn at Nikki Stewart or go and have a look at my website, theyeffect.com. Take care. Bye-bye.